like to, if at all possible, make that 125 each and put the difference in these health centers and neighborhood centers and legal services.
I'm sorry, we have to work it out for him. I don't even want him to know what's in the budget because he's leaving us.
Well, I felt I couldn't just spring the distribution of it completely unknown on him.
We never do that.
So I'll just tell him it's 135.
Yeah, that's what we've agreed on until we've obtained it from other sources.
He honestly believes, just in terms of, as far as I can tell, he's honest on this, that these are three programs with just the $20 million. You can make an awful lot of political hay with the Bar Association, AMA, and a couple of others.
Well, I guess we could reallocate it if the new man wanted to.
But at the moment, you want to...
Yes, sir. And I really didn't want him told that we were even doing it. I don't want him to know the budget because it'll be an instrument to be used against me, and that's why I refused to discuss it with him and ask everybody not to discuss it with him.
Well, I felt, I guess I goofed then. I felt I had to because I couldn't just spring a budget on him.
Why could
distribution
you? Just say I got
unheard of in a sense.
I know it, but you just say I got an order that is unheard of. The president ordered me not to discuss the budget on poverty with anybody but him, period. Not even my own assistant, because it's become such a political weapon. And I ordered all of my people to. I told Bill and all of them not to discuss it with him, because when you did, you immediately get it. And this is what you got, see? You've got a little lobbying going on now. And I'm willing to go back to your figure. Perfectly willing to go back to your $1.7 billion. But I thought to try to appeal to John Gardner. I was trying to help.
Right.
Then I got into the John Gardner thing, and then we got in Bill Wirtz.
Right.
Then I tried to help those two.
Right.
But there's not a damn thing I want to do to have Shriver pressure me and tell me what to do. And I don't want him to even know how much I've got in it or that I've even settled it. Because we may just strike it out and go back to your old figures if we have to. I've been pressured by this man so much that I'm you understand it.
Okay, we'll just leave it the way it is.
Now, how are you on your figure now?
Well, on my expenditure figure, I've got a...
First, you got the deficit this year. Any estimates, new figures on that? Last night we were talking and you thought it'd be about $300 million off on those 4 years. I'm meeting with all the business council now and I want to kind of get everything later.
No, it's 3 to 5. That's all I have. I'm still trying to tie the receipts down to those tenths.
When you can, you get me that revised memo over here. I told Marvin to get it early this morning, but he didn't get it. I'm going right into the business council now. I'm supposed to start with him at 1 o'clock.
I sent it over a little while ago.
Who you sent it to, Marvin?
Marvin.
Did it come right to his desk?
I presume so. I sent it over that way.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
That's got it.
Then what's going to be the total figure? You're just 134 or something?
134.4.
All right.
Now, the receipts I'm still fiddling with. I was a little high last night. I told you 127.1. We won't make that. It looks near 126.7 or 8. It was a miscalculation.